So we, this morning and through Friday, we have some theme exhortations based around our theme verses for this week from Jeremiah. And we've been nourished in many ways and will continue to be nourished in many ways here this week. You know, we obviously are spiritually fed through the classes, and obviously with the food that we eat at the cafeteria, we're very nourished. Even this morning, I was shampooing my hair, and it said scalp nourishment on the shampoo, so I am really good to go. You know, from the time I get up, I'm nourished. You know, may cause gray hair and occasional headaches, but, you know, it's worth it. So this morning, our brother Drew Walker will be giving us the first theme talk, and it's based on the first portion of Jeremiah 29, which is, "Then you will call upon me, and come and pray to me, and I will hear you." So let's give our kind attention to Brother Drew.
Well, good morning to everyone, and welcome to the first full day of classes here at the 2012 Great Lakes Christadelphian Bible School. I have verse 12 of chapter 29 of our theme verse, and I've titled it, "Get Off the Hamster Wheel." And I hope you'll see why here in just a moment. And in a way, I'm really responsible for jump-starting this week and getting off to a great start. So to Russ Brierley and to John Launchberry, John Popel, and all the other speakers, I say you're very welcome. So if you have an exceptionally amazing week full of spirituality and joy, I will be accepting thank yous at the end of the week. However, if you should have a wretched week full of gloom and despair, well, that's your own darn fault for sleeping through the next 10 minutes. With all lame jokes aside, it is a wonderful honor to be up here exhorting to you today regarding the words of our prophet Jeremiah in his letter to the Israelite exiles residing in Babylon. Now, not much background is required to understand the current situation taking place here in the 29th chapter. The cyclical behavior of the Israelites is clear as crystal, as the best and brightest of the Israelite litter have been stripped from their homeland in Jerusalem and have been exiled to Babylon. Jeremiah is writing to these individuals residing here. He is God's messenger, and his goal is to bring them the glad tidings of a renewed relationship with Yahweh. God is preemptively receiving them back into his arms and good standing, practically 70 years in advance. God knows the routine of the game that his people play time and time again. They stray, he reprimands, and then they cry out to him, and he saves. And then they once again return into his good standing. We see this time and time again throughout the Bible, and they return to him with praise, thanksgiving, and humility. And it makes me consider the parallels that we can draw from this Old Testament passage in correlation to our own lives and our oscillating relationship that we have with our God. We, like our Israelite brothers and sisters before us, are extremely fickle individuals. We go back and forth. We flip-flop between passion for the Lord that is hot, hot, hot one day and ice cold the next. By the week's end, you will likely be all fired up. I see us now, warriors of Yahweh with rejuvenated hearts and absolutely unyielding vigor. Thanks to only a week-long hiatus, we are ready to charge back into the world and reclaim and reestablish our roles as Christ's disciples. I can hear us now. Wow, that Great Lakes Bible School really was awesome, wasn't it? I have never felt more alive and a yearning to spread the good news of the Word of God. Thanks to Drew Walker. He sure was great. This pattern we often fall into is very familiar. However, it is what it is. At least we do feel something in our bones coming from Bible school. There is some life that circulates through these once dry bones that each one of us possesses. My challenge to you, however, and to myself, is to see for how long we can maintain until our Bible school high wears off, until our roaring flames return to that once modest spark. Only you can determine for how long and by what means you will go about keeping this flame burning. Like the Israelites who have found themselves exiled in a foreign land, we too, right now, are currently living in exile. The very earth on which we tread and live is our exile. Your exile lasts as long as you tread this earth, or until our Savior returns, which we hope will be very, very soon. This is your exile, life as we know it. This is my exile. These children of Israel are told to wait. But for how long? How long must they wait? For 70 years, Jeremiah tells us. And after those 70 years have elapsed, Jeremiah writes to them the words of God, telling them in verse 12, "And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me." Like time and time before, and consistent with the generations to follow, Israel will cry out unto the Lord, "Lord, remove us from this place. Bring us back to the promised land. Bring us back to your presence, where we did not fear, where we did not lack, where we were your people." I don't know about you, but I often find myself calling out to God with a similar prayer, especially in times of distress and anguish. We call and we fall, and we call out to God for Yahweh. We call out to Yahweh for deliverance in hopes that he will come to save us. But the main part of this verse 12 that I really want to focus on is the second part. That's the most beautiful part in my opinion. And it says, "And I will listen to you." I will listen to you. He listens. After 70 years, he listens to his children who are in Babylon. Throughout the course of your exile and my exile, he listens. Every day, he calls us back to him. He is a jealous God who wants nothing short of our absolute full attention and devotion and ongoing focus. He has our attention this week, I hope. But for how long will he keep it as we move throughout the remainder of the year? As we return to the normalcy of our lives, the everyday functions. Like the Israelites in Babylon who cried out to God in their time of need, we too run to God when times are tough. Our relationship with God is highlighted by cycles of back and forth, from dependence on God when we need him to trusting on our own abilities, our wallets, and perhaps even our own possessions when we do not need him. All throughout our exile, we cycle back to and fro. But when does it stop? When does going in a seemingly never-ending cycle in circles from hot to cold become transformed into a linear direction that is continually and constantly progressing closer and closer to oneness in mind, spirit, and deed with our Creator? Therefore, let us surrender our trust to him, and let us not trust in ourselves. We are, without question, mice on a hamster wheel, circling round and round in our exile. So I urge you today, I urge you this week, and for the rest of your time here on this earth, to return to God by calling on him first to rescue you. Cry out in prayer with the acknowledgement that you are ready to get off your own hamster wheel and to sprint in his directions with arms spread wide open, like a frightened child returning to the arms of his father. Do this so that one day we can end our exile. We can end our exile and return to Yahweh and to dwell in his safety forever. So to close, I will read verse 11. "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. plans to give you a hope and a future. So I urge you, my friends, my brothers, and my sisters, to get off your wheel, come home from your exile, and burn with passion. Thank you.